Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Closing time conversation for tax inspectors, taxi drivers, and taxidermists. Great big talk for the wee small hours.
You've been trolling me big time, mate.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We've worked out who Peter is. We think it's Pete Best.
Pete Best is still alive as well.
She said he might be still alive and he wants to contact us.
Oh, God, I'm so glad we don't stream this show on YouTube anymore, because that last few minutes was awful. I've just tweeted a picture of Catherine. Honestly, she looks so much like Paul McCartney tonight. And everyone, no one's disagreeing. It really does.
Oh, God. Right.
By the way, do you remember when Paul gave us this?
Hey, hi there. Paul speaking. Listen, I need your help. All I want you to do is just log in on pledge.meatfreemondays.com and pledge your support to the idea of Meat Free Mondays.
You can do all it right now, please.
I need your help. Please do it. We'll send all these pledges to the politicians and then they'll do something about it. So I need your help. Please just log in pledge.meatfreemondays.com. 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 You can do it right now, please.
I forgot about that. Classic.
Just play the last bit again. I love that.
Yeah. Oh, hang on a minute. I've lost it.
He's just so musical. He makes everything into a song.
You can do it right now, please.
Come, you can do it right now, please.
But he doesn't always make the song into a black man's accent.
That was awful.
That's just what he's doing there.
Oh, dear.
He's popping up on a couple of podcasts that I've listened to and won't come
Macca
on this show.
Come on, Macca.
Come on, Macca. Come on. Let's go to Jerry. Good evening, Jerry. Sorry, we kept you waiting for a long, long time, but I hope you understand that the dead are more important than the living.
Yeah, I'm hanging on. Not very well.
You're not very well?
No.
Uh-oh.
I paid £10 for the premature ejaculation mixer.
You paid £10 for a premature ejaculation mixer?
Mixer, Frank Goose to Hollywood.
What is he talking about? You did what?
Frank Goose to Hollywood, the ejaculation mix. Premature. For the last 10 seconds.
Oh, I see.
Is he doing a joke?
He's doing a... Well... He's doing a Jerry joke. So, I mean, he's saying words that are meant to be. No, it's not. That's the thing. You can't blame it on the delivery. Your jokes are rubbish. It's not. Don't blame it on the Parkinson's. It's your jokes.
So, Mason, I was on Saturday, though.
Yeah.
I can't really be good. I'm Cracker Jack.
Cracker Jack!
That boy got it right. I think Ryan and that woman are up to something. I think it's a setup. So Ryan wins it, gets the money, and then he shares it.
Who wins? Who won? What? Are you talking about the major on the millionaire?
The Big Brother thing.
Oh, the Big Brother thing. Oh, you think that he's... Oh, that right. Well, he doesn't win any money, though.
Don't they? What did he win?
The celebrity, they don't. They win a career for 6 months, and they win tens of thousands of pounds as their fee. They don't win anything.
Oh,
they might get like a badge.
Well,
Toff didn't win anything in the jungle apart from a renewed career. That was the prize. But we also got paid tens of thousands of pounds. Although I was the lowest paid person in the jungle. But can you believe that? And I gave them the most value, and I got the least amount of money.
This calf can take a pregnancy test while I'm on air.
No, she's not. Go away. You've been very, very naughty tonight, Jerry. And Parkinson's or not, come on. A little bit of respect for Kath's unborn baby. Who, oh. And now we've got the DNA results in, and it turns out that Manny, you're the father.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, man, you're going to be daddy again, Manny.
It's more likely to be you, Manny, than anyone else.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you, Ian? Cap. You do make more bloody evenings.
Hang on a minute. I should have shut the door earlier. The vibe just got sucked totally out of the room there.
He just said you make his evening. Why are you doing that?
Well, because he's ruining mine.
Don't talk to him like that. He's the father of my child.
He's ruining my vibe. Why would you let him put himself inside you? There's a... he's sucked the vibe out. It's like we've invited a skeleton in and we're interviewing it.
Hello.
Dear God, Manny Man.
How are you?
Come on!
I've come to tell you something, sis.
Okay, go on. What's this?
I went to town today.
Yeah.
I thought I'd tell you today.
A telly?
No, I said I thought I'll tell you.
Okay, I thought you said. Well, I thought you said. I thought you said you bought a telly.
I thought you said I bought a teddy.
I was feeling that bad. I bought a Stanley knife.
Oh, Manny!
I sat on this bench.
Manny!
I sat on this bloody bench.
Yeah.
In a quiet place.
Serious heads are on now.
And I put my jacket up a little bit. And I was so tempted today.
Yeah.
Really, it just pisses me off. I want to go back to work. I used to work. I can't bloody work. Pisses me off.
Okay.
Sitting on, dossing. Very tempted today.
What stopped you?
Wasted a pound on a bloody
Stanley knife. It'd be a crap Stanley knife for a quiz. What stopped you?
I don't know. If I do that, they're not going to get any insurance money and they're going to suicide.
Is that I don't believe that's what stopped you. I don't believe that's what stopped you. What stopped you?
That didn't stop me. Just, I don't know.
But something stopped you. So was the knife pressing your flesh?
No, I had it out.
Right,
I had my sleeve up.
So you were close.
Yeah, I was close. But
something must have stopped you, man.
Just a void in my bloody head.
Yeah, but something must have stopped you. Try and think. What was it? You had it there. You had the opportunity to end it all there, right? And you chose not to. You chose to roll your sleeve down and go home. So what happened? What changed?
Family comes into your head, doesn't it?
Go on. So what did you think? Don't give me the vague stuff. Tell me the specifics. What did you think?
Just about the family, the kids.
Yeah. What did you think about the kids?
My daughter's getting married next year, and I thought I'm going to miss that. I'm going to miss this.
Here we go. You're going to miss your daughter's wedding. Do you like her? Do you like a boyfriend?
Yeah, very nice.
Is he a good lad?
Yeah.
Are they going to have kids? Do you know? Is that talking about kids in the future?
Well, if they get married, they probably will. Yeah, and grandchildren. Okay. When's going to uni this year?
When's the wedding? When's the wedding?
Bank holiday August next year.
Okay, so you've got literally a year away. And who's going to university? Your grandson's going to university.
No, my son.
Your son is going to university. What's he going to study?
Chartered accountancy.
Hey, there's a lot of money in chartered accountancy.
Yeah.
It's not a sexy one, but it's a well-paid one. Mm. And he'll never be out of work.
This one's a dentist. The one that's getting married. The one's getting married after her. She's a teacher, but she packed the teaching and she went for an IT company.
Yeah. Is she happy? Is she happy with the change?
Yeah.
Enjoying it. Doesn't regret it.
She's done teaching for a year.
Yeah. So how many kids have you got, Manny?
Three.
Two daughters and a boy.
Yeah.
Okay. So the one who's getting married, did you say, was a dentist?
Yeah, she's a dentist. Yeah.
How does she put up with looking in people's dirty mouths? I couldn't do that, could you? Putting your fingers in someone's dirty mouth.
I'm wearing my gloves and everything there, don't I?
And having to operate that sucky outie machine.
Well, they must use everything, don't they?
They use everything. Does she ever? Do you ever think? Has she ever told you that sometimes, if she gets a rude patient, sometimes she pulls out their teeth a little bit harder than she needs to? Has she ever mentioned that?
She's got a patient who's never brushed her teeth with toothpaste. Just uses salt.
Salt. That kind, well, I know that coal is good for and is good for cleaning your teeth, but salt.
Salt.
I bet that smells a bit whiffy, doesn't it?
Must do. But then again, I thought, if I do this, it's in the middle of a bloody park thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And people are going to say, oh,
well, steady on. That's all right. It's a yellow card. Don't worry. No, it's a yellow card. We're cool.
Their dad, her husband, really done that. You know, people talk, but then it was more about the kids and family.
Yeah, exactly. Well, forget everyone
else.
Very tempted. Okay, forget everyone else, though. Focus on the kids. So you've got your wedding next. And where is it happening? Is it happening in Birmingham?
It's happening in Druidwich in the Chateau something.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Big do? How many people are going?
About 600.
How does it work, these? Oh, Asian wedding. Asian wedding, of course it's 600. Pay. How does it work these days? Is it still the dad of the bride that pays, or does it get split a bit more?
It started to.
Right, yeah.
It's split.
600? 600 for the meal?
600 people.
Yeah, for the meal.
For everything starts from 12.
It's a big old do. Those Asian weddings are great.
Yeah,
and they have the best food, man.
They do.
They have the best food. And there's always too much of it. Even for a wedding with 600 people, there will be too much food.
Whiskey, vodka.
All
on the table.
You can't. And here's the thing, Manny. Right, you've been dealt a really crappy hand of cards with your eyes and everything, right? But, you are a great dad. You are a great dad, right? And how proud are you going to be sat at the main table of your daughter's wedding next year in front of those 600 people? How proud are you going to be, man?
I know, but it puts you down sometimes. Yeah.
I know it puts you down. And that's why you've got to set yourself little targets to meet in the future. And you've got a massive a little target could be like, right, I'm going to have a really nice meal on Sunday night. Right, that can be a little target. You've got the wedding of your little baby in under a year, man.
It's not that. It's since when I left school in 87.
Yeah.
I started work 2 months after. I've always worked. That bloody gets me down, that does.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't worked for nearly 9 years.
All right, then we need to find you a job.
Nobody give you. I've been to a job centre. Nobody give you.
We need to find you a job, Manny. So you live in Birmingham, Wolverhampton.
Wolverhampton. I'll do toilet cleaning, anything. Yeah.
All right. Well, this is our mission: is to find you a job, right?
Yeah.
So you live in Wolverhampton, and you're you're completely blind. You got a little bit of sight, but it's getting worse, isn't it?
Yeah, got a bit of vision. I can see people. Can't see their faces. I can see you walking about. Can't see a face or anything.
And you just want to be productive.
Yeah.
Right. Here's what we're going to do, Catherine. And this is going to take a little while, Manny. This is that project. Can we find? First of all, because I don't know how you go helping someone with visual difficulty as a job, right? There's got to be a charity. Not saying you're a charity case, Manny, but there will be a charity that can give me a little bit more information on who I can speak to about trying to get a job.
Yeah.
There's got to be someone.
Royal Society for the Blind, surely.
Beautiful.
The job centre don't even help.
Screw
you.
Those losers. Screw the job centre. They're losers. They don't even give people who can see jobs. So screw those guys. I tell you what we're going to. I tell you what we're going to do.
There's no, because of your sight, there's nothing you can do.
I tell you what we're going to do. Are you around Friday night, Manny?
I am.
Right, tomorrow night we've got a guest coming on who's going to talk about a radio show that she's made that is brilliant. And I talked about it last night and I'll tweet tomorrow, right? How about Friday at 10 o'clock, we see if we can get someone on from the RSPB.
RNIB.
Lifeboats.
Royal National Institute for the Blind.
I made myself laugh at that. Let's see if we can get someone on. It's a bit short notice. Let's see if we can get someone on at 10 o'clock on Friday who can tell us how we can help our friend Manny try and make him feel like he's being a productive member of society and that he's got a few quid coming in and he's doing something.
It's not the money. I don't want the money.
No, I know. But you know you're not going to get rich. But I do think that the transaction of someone doing a service and then someone else giving that person money, it makes you feel more valued. Even if it's only a few quid, it makes people feel like they are contributing.
I've told the people in Wolverhampton, the blind centre, and they say, well, we don't do things.
Screw those losers! I'm sick of those losers! Screw those losers! Manny, listen, ma'am, can we give
all it is in is a bloody word since I was at school.
Yeah, you're a grafter.
I don't like bloody getting dull money, I mean. Well, not dull money, disability living allowance, whatever it's called. I don't like getting that. I don't want it. So you're worthless without a job.
You feel worthless. You're not worthless, yeah. But you feel it. Yeah.
I don't know. These people sit the time and sign on. Maybe rude. Oh. Rude. You know, okay. You know what I mean?
All right. Listen, Manny. Let's speak on Friday night at 10 o'clock.
Okay.
All right, we'll give you a call, and hopefully you'll be around. Hopefully we'll get someone from the Royal Lifeboat Association to talk. And we might not be able to get someone. We might not be able to get someone because it's late at night. But we'll sort something out. And we're going to get you a job, brother.
Good.
Because I don't want you to kill yourself. And if you're only going to if you're killing yourself because you ain't got a job, well, I think we can fix that. I think we can fix it.
Hope so.
Right.
And Kat.
Yes.
You look after my baby.
Who's
all
the
right,
baby?
You look after the ones you've already got, and I'll do my bit.
Promise. Okay. I want you to make a promise. Promise you ain't going to kill yourself this week. Promise me that.
No.
Thank you, brother. We will speak on Friday.
Okay.
Take care, man.
Bye, Manny.
Love you, Manny.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. We're going to sort this out.
It's just a matter of getting the right person.
I'm not having a brother kill himself because he ain't got a job. I'm not having that. I'm not having that. That is not a valid reason to do it because I think we can sort something out. He's a good man who's been dealt a really bad... He went blind in an industrial accident. Hard worker, grafter, went blind in an industrial accident, had a terrible 12 months with his dad dying on a plane. Dad died on a plane! And he's been close to the edge a bit. And... hearing that story, and thank you for the honesty, Manny. I appreciate that. Hearing that has broken my heart. I'm not going to let you kill yourself, though, because you ain't got a job. I'm not letting you do it. You're going to be there for your daughter's wedding. That is happening. Those Asian weddings. Big old deals. Great food, man. Great food. Last 15 minutes of the show before Paul Ross, 0344-499-1000. This is Talk Radio.
Tales of mystery and imagination on the radio show that does things differently.
Dolly Parton, I listen to a record that they love.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
I'm a nut job, but not that kind of nut job.
On Talk Radio.
Honest to God, it's the new Breaking Bad.
Oh no!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.